This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that seeks to protect members of law enforcement.
Senate Bill 26, which is commonly known.
Senate Bill 26 creates provisions relating to public safety. Senator Bill Idle of Weldon Spring is the sponsor. He presented this measure to the Missouri Senate General Laws Committee on January 26th. Senator Idle cites what he believes to be increasing pressures on police officers as part of the reason for his proposal.
The scrutiny that's being placed on our officers is extraordinary. Our officers have been assaulted. Officers have been questioned. Our officers have been put through a series of demonstrations that have really tested their ability. And yet, in spite of all that, I think that most folks would agree that our police officers do a fantastic job keeping our community safe.
He says the goal is to protect police officers throughout Missouri.
And with all the allegations and complaints and trouble that's being put upon our police departments, we want to make sure that the rules of due process are observed when any of our police officers are accused of misconduct or accused of crime.
But Senator Carla May of St. Louis believes this new law goes too far.
I was very concerned about the provisions of this bill. We debated this bill for hours. My concern was even adding the offense because I think it impeded and eroded a person's First Amendment rights. This bill is an attempt to silence protesters and the voices of protesters. It was a horrible thing to try to do.
She was, however, successful in adding an amendment to the bill.
We created a fund to deal with police officers just like we're, you know, protecting their health and safety. We're also created a fund to deal with the mental health issues that officers face.
Other amendments were added to the original measure, both in the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House of Representatives. Some of the changes come about as a result of incidents that have mainly happened in urban areas, both in Missouri and throughout the country in recent years. This new law also includes language from Senate Bill 66, which was sponsored by Senator Rick Bratton of Cassville.
Criminalizes those who want to stop traffic. A lot of other provisions that ensure that the public at large is safe while people are also able to continue to express their First Amendment rights, but in a peaceable manner and not a rioting and disruptive manner.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she believes this new law could have negative impacts.
You and I both know we have so many good officers out there, but when there is a bad officer, that can create a really dangerous situation. This bill that passed through the process protects those bad actors, which leaves the population in a very vulnerable and risky position.
Senate Bill 26 will take effect on August 28th, with some provisions set to become law at later times. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.